हरिः ॐ सहनवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्थो मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
ओके पेज 18 भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु चैप्टर 15 स्पॉन्टेनियस डिवोशनल सर्विस श्रील जीव गोस्वामी. Kama Rupa means that bhakti which is typified, rupayate, rupyate, or impelled by conjugal feelings, kama, a particular type of thirst. Sambandha Rupa means that bhakti undertaken or impelled by thirst caused by relationship. Though Kama Rupa Bhakti is a type of relationship, it is labeled separately, since it is the chief relationship. It is similar to saying, everyone is coming and the king is also coming. Though the word everyone includes the king, special mention is made of the king because of his importance. Right? So therefore it's all based on relationship, but because of the particular position of the conjugal relationship, therefore it's given its own title. Right? But the point is prema is based on relationship. 1.2, 274-75. These two types of ragatmika bhakti are illustrated in the seventh canta. Just as by vaidhi bhakti one can attain one's spiritual goals, many persons have attained suitable forms according to their type of absorption. After absorbing their minds in the Lord out of lust, hatred, fear, and affection, and after giving up their sinful mentality in the case of hatred and fear. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.130. So, right, so then they give that up, then they attain that. So just by these persons who have hatred and fear, then when they're killed by Krishna, they attain the Sayuja Mukti. Right? Then in that state, they become purified of hatred and fear, because on that spiritual position, you don't have those qualities. Right? Now, looking at the Lord again, then they won't have these lesser qualities. And so now, remembering the Lord, they can take up position in Vaikuntha, you know, in a form suitable to their attraction to the Lord. Does that make sense? That's for the demons. So that's the point, is that from these, they become absorbed and they become, you know, connected to the Lord. But they'll attain their suitable forms once they give up the case of hatred and fear. Right? But it still will bring them to the Lord. Absorption in the Lord will bring you to the Lord. But to be able to suitably interact, then one has to give up these qualities, these lower qualities. Right?
When we say that this is a demon killed by Krishna, love, hatred, fear, means it is 100% of the demon.
100% means? 100%
means, for example, Shishupali, hate Krishna.
Yeah, they're totally absorbed in Krishna. Yes. So where else will they go? Means Krishna's cut off his head. He's still glaring at Krishna and still making faces. You know? And his head's not even connected to the body, right? It's just, you know, he's still, like, you know, making snarky comments. So, you know, where else is he going to go?
Yes. But this is, we can say, exceptional, no?
It's yes, it's just the demons do it. That's why it's recommended out of, you know, lust, affection, you know, like that. It means the whole point is it's in a positive way. That's why we're defined as pure devotional service. Because what they're dealing with is they're fully absorbed. It's not pure devotional service because it's not about pleasing Krishna. It may be pleasing to Krishna, but their intent is not to please Krishna. Right? So that's the whole point. Just as Mother Jashoda she wants to please Krishna, but she's doing something that doesn't please him by going, putting him down and going and fixing the milk on the stove.
Yes.
But she's doing it to please Krishna.
Yes. Yes.
Right? But he's only superficially showing that he's displeased.
Yes.
Yes.
Also, we can say that there is no process to attain to that stage which they have attained, and the cause of their gaining the full absorption in a negative way is also something positive, because there were, like, no, all these cases who have got 100% to that absorption. If we go through their background, it is
there's something connected to the Lord.
Lord,
yeah, Jaya and Vijaya, there's some connection. Also Putana.
Yeah.
Yes. She was Bali Maharaj's daughter.
Yes.
Right? And attracted to the Lord like this. So, yeah, there's always something there. My dear King Yudhishthira, the gopis, by their conjugal desires, Kamsa, by his fear, Shushupal and other kings by envy, the Vrishnis of Raja, see footnote 43, by their relationship with Krishna, the Pandavas, by your great affection for Krishna, and we, Narada, by our Vaidhi Bhakti, have obtained the mercy of the Lord. 7.1.31. Srila Prabhupada. In this connection, there's a statement by Narad Muni to Yudhishthira in the 7th canto, 1st chapter, verse 30 of Srimad Bhagavatam. There Narada says, "My dear King, there are many devotees who first become attracted to the personality of Godhead for purposes of sense gratification. From being envious of him, out of fear of him, or from desiring to associate affectionately with him. Ultimately, these attractions become freed from all material contamination." Because you can say, "Well, what about associating affectionately with him? Is it about the experience we'll get from that affection?" Right? Because the point is pure bhakti means it's about Krishna being pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Does that make sense? That's why sometimes the discussions, when it was first being introduced, then when it comes up about the aspects of separation, then so many times there's a questioning on, but how is that pleasure, happiness for the devotee? You know, because the idea is that, you know, you develop, you advance in Krishna consciousness, then you're going to be happy, because it's mentioned you will be happy. But their thing is going to be happy on my terms, not by connecting to Krishna. That's the actual happiness. Then you're experiencing the happiness connected with Krishna. So we're used to just happiness not connected to Krishna. We don't know the connection. And so just on our own, we'll be happy. Right? So the point is I'm there in the association of Krishna. I'm happy doing that. Now, whether Krishna's happy with that or not, that's not actually part of the consideration. You know, it's just like, let's say there's a celebrity, right? You know, someone is out there out on the street in public, you know, some kind of, you know, area that's a nice place or something like that, that the celebrity might visit or something like that. And then people then figure out that it's the celebrity. So they all want to go hang around and this and that, take pictures and, you know, all kinds of stuff. Now, that makes them happy. That's why they're doing it. But it's not necessarily that it's making the celebrity happy.
They get very much annoyed.
Yeah, yeah, because it's just constant, you know, all day, and they, you know, they won't end. They won't just, "Oh, hi, how are you?" And this, that's it. They'll want to do and get a picture and get a selfie and do all that. And hey, one for my mother. And, "Hey, can you do this?" You know, it's just, yeah.
So funny, Maharaj. When a person becomes celebrity for first 6 months or 1 year, it's like very enthusiastic to meet people, and
yeah,
then after that, it's like doesn't want to be delivered.
Yeah.
Maharaj, in Priti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami, he draw parallels between material rasa and spiritual rasa.
Yes.
In order to make us understand spiritual rasa, first he explains like what we can connect through
yes, material. Yes, yes. No, it's always, because this is a reflection of the original. But the point is if we're working with the reflection, it never has the taste of the original. You know, it's just like, they say, your face in the mirror, it's a reflection. But if you take something to eat and try to put it into your face in the mirror, nothing's going to happen.
So while defining, he also then first he explains that, and then he states the differences between material rasa and spiritual rasa. Then he comes to this point that saying, in material rasa, then your gaining of happiness from that is a separate thing, and then you always see it distinct, and always like that is a very important part that you keep it for yourself.
Yes.
But in spiritual, it's like automatically happens. You don't even bother yourself.
Yeah, you don't. It means that happiness is there and beyond, because you're worried about Krishna's happiness.
Yes, yes.
So you're always absorbed in that ocean of happiness. But you're not. You don't have to be aware of it to appreciate. Because the problem is why is it that here we want to be aware of it? You know, because it's like if we're just experiencing it, okay, that's nice. But when we're aware of it, then that's the solid, that's the concrete. Because as soon as you're aware, that experience is in the past. So unless it's touched by ignorance, we don't consider it substantial. Well, the other is goodness. It's going on. You're experiencing it, but you're not aware of the experience, though you're experiencing it. You know, so it's on a higher level. That's the thing. Because when it's just about yourself, it may be that it's on a lower level. When it's about Krishna, it's already... That's why the happiness is already included in bliss. But bliss is not included in happiness. Right, so that'll be the point, is that, you know, so desiring to, so they start with that, but that's why he says that ultimately this attraction becomes free from all material contamination. That's why we're discussing it, because they may be attracted by Krishna, you know, in the beginning, but it has a material, it's based on material rasa, but by serving Krishna, connecting to Krishna, it becomes purified where there is no more material contamination. Then it takes on the transcendental position. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's why it's not just because I'm attracted, therefore it's spiritual. You know, it's connected to the spiritual. We're getting something from that, but it doesn't mean that our attraction is necessarily on the topmost platform. Yeah. The gopis may be considered to be examples of spontaneous love in sensual attraction. These gopis are young girls and Krishna is a young boy. Superficially appears that the gopis are attracted to Krishna on grounds of sex. Similarly, King Kamsa was attracted to Krishna because of fear. Kamsa was always fearful of Krishna because it had been foretold that his sister's son, Krishna, would kill him. Shishupa was also always envious of Krishna, and the descendants of King Yadu, due to their family relation with Krishna, were always thinking of him as one of their members. All of these different kinds of devotees have a spontaneous attraction for Krishna in different categories, and they achieve the same desired goal of life. Right? So they all will come to that platform of prema. Just those ones that is positive, it'll be direct connection. You know, it'll be directly through, you leave this body, you go to Vaikuntha. But with the demon where it's unfavorable, they'll have to go be purified, you know, by being killed by Krishna. And then after that, then having attained liberation, then they can go to Vaikuntha. It's not going to be trained, because if we're talking about Vaikuntha, it doesn't seem to require the training. Goloka seems to require more, because you're human pastimes. These others, he's God, he's the master, we're the servant. That doesn't seem to require the training. Just that pure, so that pure love, pure bhakti, they'll follow that path. Mm-hmm. And the rules are there, the structure is there. So by being killed by Krishna, then they give up the unfavorable attitudes. But because they've never, Kamsa and Shishupal have never cultivated pure love. Mm-hmm. Right? In this context, means, as Prabhu say, keep going back. But in this, therefore they come to the neutral stage. Right? To the Tathasta stage. Then from that, remembering the Lord, now that they're purified, now it'll take on the quality of devotion. Then they'll move forward to Vaikuntha. Does that make sense? So we see generally all these demons, they all go to Vaikuntha. I think Putana is the only exception that doesn't, because she had that parental affection towards Krishna before she took on that mood of the demon. So it was already there. And then she went. So there, just by being killed by Krishna, she becomes purified. That brings her back to her original state where she had that parental attraction to Krishna. And now that she's been purified by being killed by Krishna, she doesn't have any mundane considerations. So all that's left is that spiritual attraction and parental rasa. So then she goes to Goloka. Is that... Srila Jiva Goswami. because of the impossibility of regulating the feelings that arise spontaneously according to their own taste, those persons filled with conjugal attraction and other emotions mentioned in the verse cannot be classed as practitioners of Vaidhi Bhakti. This doesn't mean that there's an interest in, you know, that would be nice to be able to serve in that way. That's the beginning of it, but this means that that's the attraction. That's how one's absorbed in Krishna. Does that make sense? Yeah. Well, we can be classed as Vaidhi Bhaktas. Okay. The following statement has been made. Therefore, by constant enmity or by devotional service, by fear, by affection, or by lusty desire, by all of these or by any one of them, if a conditioned soul, some or another, happens to concentrate his mind upon the Lord, the result is the same. For the Lord, because of his blissful position, is never affected by enmity or friendship. So for the Lord, it's connection to him, it doesn't matter. And so he's not affected by enmity or friendship. It's a relationship. 7126. Does that make sense? It would be like the boy approaches the girl, she says no. Right? Does that make sense? Or the boy approaches the girl, she doesn't even respond. Okay. Which one is no, which one is maybe? Sorry?
Doesn't even respond, like it's like she's quiet, or
she doesn't even acknowledge. Just like you say something and then she just turns around and walks up, no face, no reaction, nothing.
Indifference.
There's possibility
in which one?
In the second one. The no is clear.
No. Okay, I gave the wrong example. Because if you say no, you're interacting. It means if the person is someone you wouldn't even want to have any connection with, you don't react.
Yeah.
You get it now?
That's for sure.
Yeah. And if it's someone you don't, but there's something there you don't like, then no. So that means maybe. Does that make sense? So for Krishna, that someone is dealing in enmity or fear or this or that, it means it's a possible relationship.
Yes.
You can develop it. You know, so that's why it says, like the Mayavadi, you say he doesn't even exist, then that's a problem. That's why they're the biggest operatis. He doesn't have a form, he doesn't exist, he's like, you know, like this. And then on top of that, then they say they're God. God doesn't exist, but I'm God. How does that make sense? But, you know, yeah. So that's why they're the lowest, because there's no relationship. Okay. The meaning is thus. It is possible to concentrate on the Lord through enmity, devotion, fear, affection, or conjugal love, rather than, quote, one should concentrate on the Lord through enmity, devotion, fear, affection, or conjugal attraction. Right? End quote. One cannot order a person to have these emotions. But then, in the sequence of verses, it is also said, Tasmat kenap yupayena mana krishne niveshayet. Therefore, one may become absorbed in Krishna by any favorable method. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.132. In this statement, the potential mood indicates approval. One may become absorbed in Krishna. Yata in verse 2.74 means yatavat. Corespondingly, tadgatim means an appropriate form. Therefore, the meaning of verse 2.74 is, quote, Many persons absorbing their mind in the Lord out of conjugal feelings, hatred, fear, affection, and devotion, attained according to their type of absorption, yatavat, a suitable form, tadgatim, footnote 7. Those who intensely concentrate on the Lord with hatred or fear can attain liberation, but not prema, right? Because prema is positive. So they'll come to the liberation as a neutral state because they've been purified by being killed by the Lord. Right? And a prema. Among those persons, those with hatred or fear gave up their sins or impurity by the power of absorbing their minds in the Lord. This statement, however, does not apply to those persons with conjugal feelings, kama. They have no sin. The kama mentioned is not material. Right? The supreme nature of the gopis, kama, is shown in the following statement. Quote, since even Shishupal, who hated Krishna, achieved perfection, what to speak of the Lord's dear gopis? Srimad Bhagavatam 10:29-13. This statement praises the kama of the gopis, showing how it is superior, even though in verse 275, it is mentioned alongside fear and hatred exhibited by people opposed to Krishna. The gopis with lust mentioned in verse 275 are understood to be the gopis in the state of Purvarag, prior to meeting Krishna directly during earthly pastimes. Footnote 8. The love and separation of the two lovers before they ever meet each other is called Purvarag. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3:5:26. Right. So that means is that they're having that attraction to Krishna, so it hasn't that they've interacted with Krishna yet. Purvarag means that attraction has come to that full state. That's right, Purva. It's that complete state. But it's being in that state, they haven't been involved in the pastimes yet. Then having come to this, now they can start to take part in the pastimes. Because there you'll see that lust and the other things. The other ones, it's just the conjugal rasa. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? It's just the natural, how it naturally flows and all that. The same applies to the Vrishnis, footnote 9. Later it will be explained that the Vrishnis refers to the inhabitants of Raja, who are ragatmika bhaktas having a relationship, sambandha, other than kama, rather than the Vrishnis of Dwarka, who do not have ragatmika bhakti. Right? Because ragatmika is only in Raj. During earthly pastimes, even the Yadus and Mathura and the Pandavas experience separation from Krishna before he leaves Raja. Later they meet him when he leaves Raja. This state of separation is called utkantita in the case of rasas other than Mathurian ras. Thus, after meeting him, they are said to have, quote, have attained the Lord. Right, so they're always absorbed in the Lord, so they're always in that and they have their relationship. But then they obtain means that aspect of separation. So this utkantita. Because in the conjugal ras, it has different flavors. Right? In the separation, I think there's 8 different positions like that. Well, here it's just as basically, it seems so far, it just explains one position. They're feeling that separation or not.
Utkanta is more a kind of eagerness.
An eagerness, okay. So they want to meet the Lord. They want to. So it's different from Purvarag. That's the main point of it's there. Right? Does that make sense? Purvarag is a kind of separation, but it has this wanting to meet. Right? It's not that the others don't want to meet, but it's you haven't met, so you're. There's a difference. No?
Most of them, they never met, so you don't meet.
Meaning Purvarag means the gopis that haven't met Krishna yet. And then this, Ukantita, means those in other rasas who haven't met Krishna yet.
Yes.
So it's an eagerness.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
That means it's separated because there are no physical transformations happening, like all the anubhavas and all, but the gopis because of their separation.
Okay.
Which is not exclusively seen in any others.
In the others are not having that
just
same
like the
transformation.
They exhibit in front of Uddhava.
Okay. Oh, that's why he's so impressed. Because
nobody
in Dwarka that doesn't happen. Yeah, because they don't get to this platform. They get to Anubhava. They don't get to Mahabhava. So that's why the gopis are getting Mahabhava. They're in their own category. Others get from Anubhava and down. And so even the other conjugal rasas in the other areas, then they don't get to that. That's why the Braja devotees are in their own category. And just that pure unalloyed devotion, they're in their own position. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura. One should not say, quote, how can the Nityasiddha devotees such as the gopis be described as attaining kama and other relationships since those relations are eternal, end quote. The intention is to show the state of Purva Rag that they experienced during Krishna's earthly pastimes. The same applies to the Vrishnas. That means they're eternal associates, but when they come in the earthly pastimes, it goes through it as if they haven't met. Right? So the gopis haven't seen Krishna, he hasn't met them, and so then there's Purva Rag, and then he plays his flute, they go to meet him, like this. Like that. So every time they have the earthly pastimes, then this Purva Rag is there. So they're not talking about in Goloka, they're talking about in Gokul. But the point is those associates make no distinction between the two, therefore they can always be talking about this aspect of Purva Rag. Right? It makes sense.
Because it is the nature of the rasa is like that. Like the manubhava and higher, it's like ever fresh.
Yeah, ever fresh, yeah.
So every moment it's new and fresh. So that's why it even aids them, like,
yes,
coming to the earthly pastime.
Yeah. Like here, not remembering anything is at a, considered a lower position. There, then it's a higher position, essentially.
It's only the present.
So it's always the present. You don't need memory in the present because you're always working in the present. Because you're just absorbed in Krishna here, and that will take you to anything. Because Krishna, even you did something with Krishna yesterday, it's still Krishna because he's eternal. He's not affected by time. So remembering him, you can remember that past time. So you don't have to go through the past to get to it. You go through Krishna to get to it, and it's there. It's a feature of Krishna. So there's no past or future. So, 1.2.276-277. Because fear and hatred are not favorable, they are rejected as modes of bhakti. Affection, sneha, of the Pandavas, if it means friendliness, sakya, belongs to Vaidhi Bhakta, because the sakya is predominated by veneration. If sneha means prema, or a stage of prema, it still could not be admitted here, as the topic is sadhana bhakti. In the phrase bhaktya vayam, and we, the sages, Narada, attain benefiting goals by bhakti. Bhakti refers to Vaidhi bhakti. Mm-hmm. Right? Because we're still, because spontaneous devotional service is still within sadhana. Mm-hmm. Right? Does that make sense? So we're distinguishing between what is Vaidhi and what's Rag, but the point is it's still sadhana. We have to be very clear, because sometimes we'll take it that the Raganuga is in a different category, but we're discussing now the Ragatmika, so you understand what is our Ragatmika and what's the difference between that and other positions. Right? Srila Prabhupada. The attraction of the gopis for Krishna and the affection of the members of the Yadu dynasty are both accepted as spontaneous or ragatmika. The attraction of kamsa to Krishna in fear and the attraction of Shishupal in envy are not accepted as devotional service, however, because their attitudes are not favorable. Devotional service should be executed only in a favorable frame of mind. Therefore, according to Srila Rupa Goswami, such attractions are not considered to be in devotional service. Again, he analyzes the affection of the Yadus. If it is on the platform of friendship, then it is spontaneous love. But if it is on the platform of regulative principles, then it is not. Right? So, means of the Yadus, or the Vrishnis here, what it's meaning here, the Pandavas and the others like that, then of the sneha of the Pandavas, it means friendliness. Or if it belongs, because it has the veneration, then it's inviting. So that way you're going to have those in Dwarka who are still performing Vaidhi and those who are on the platform of Rag.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Because the whole idea of the Gokul pastimes or the earthly pastimes is to give the association of the eternal associates to those who have not attained, to the aspiring devotees.
Yes.
Does that make sense? So they have to be able to be there at once. Because otherwise you say, no, if you're in the pastime, it has to be on the platform of praying, then where is the opportunity for the others to attain that position? Right? Because it's by association.
This is a training.
Yes, that's the training. So Bhauma Leela is always training. Right? So whether it's, you know, it's always training. And that means you get the association of those who are devotees.
Yes.
Right? Yes. So if you're in the parampara, you're getting that association. Right? Because that potency comes down. That's why it says that clear via media. That same potency is there. Whether you can take advantage of it, it can say is no, but I don't feel it. I don't feel it's the same as that. But then if you give sugar to someone with jaundice, it won't taste sweet. So it's the sugar's fault? Yeah. Or it's the bowl that the sugar's in, that's totally the bowl's fault. Maybe it's the spoon, right? Yeah, that's why it's not sweet. No, the point is it's us. We're the one, you know, that doesn't have the taste. So that same connection that will give you that highest experience of love of Godhead, but in our conditioned state, we'll see it as something less. Again, he analyzes the affection of the yadus. If it is on the platform of friendship, then it is spontaneous love. But if it is on the platform of regulative principles, then it is not. And only when affection comes to the platform of spontaneous love is it counted in the category of pure devotion, service. Right? So, then here is that spontaneous love. Then it's counted in pure devotional service.
Mm-hmm.
So, we can see is that pure devotion can start down in sadhana.
Yes. Yes.
Right? But even if it doesn't, Vaidhi goes through. The point is at one point, this spontaneous element is there. Right? So if one attains that spontaneous platform in sadhana, that's fine. If not, one will attain it in bhava. So it's not an anxiety. It's just a matter of when it comes. It's not that, you know, how you say, two people have the same disease, they both take the medicine, you know, and one's like, you know, wondering now, am I better, you know, like that, and the other one, you know, it's just whenever it happens. So someone may respond quicker, someone slower, it doesn't matter.
Yes. The essential difference between Vairi and Raganuga would be that in Raganuga we're trying to catch the mood of the actual,
it's not even catch the mood. One is spontaneously able to appreciate that mood. It's just in its beginning stage. It has to be developed, and that will be developed by that association. And that association is through this hearing and chanting process. Right? Does that make sense? It's not that we, you know, take a pot and go put it on her head and go down to the Ganga to get water or something. That's not going to develop your spontaneous devotional service. Right? But the problem is this side of the Ganga is the Ganga, but the other side, on the Navadvip side, that's the Jamuna. So because we want to be, you know, a maid servant, so then we'll get on the boat, go to the other side, then we'll walk on the bank, and then we'll get the water and all that. Yeah, that's won't work. Okay. But if you stay over there long enough, someone from that side might notice you, and you might get a place in the ashram over on that side, and you might be able to practice that as a sadhana if you want. They might like it. But yeah, but it's not going to work. So the point is it's just there. There's no, it just happens. So as you pointed out, you can't do something to make it happen. But at the same time, you know that this is the practice. Right? So if it does come up, then you're able to work with it. Otherwise, you see, like Lord Chaitanya, he had just been explained to him to chant this mantra. So he starts chanting this mantra, and then he starts going mad in ecstasy. So he thinks there's something wrong with this mantra. So he goes back to his guru and then explains the situation. And his guru explains, no, that's the symptoms of love of God and all this. So it's perfectly all right. And then, okay. So the thing is, we're pointed at what's there and everything like that. that make sense? Plus, it keeps us busy while we're not spontaneously attracted. So, yeah.
But one more doubt still remains is within the sadhana, but to the vaidhi and raganuga we're categorizing, then we move
that, spontaneous, raganuga. Okay.
And then we move on to bhava bhakti. Then
yes. So raganuga can start in sadhana, or it might not.
Okay.
The point is bhava means raganuga.
Okay.
But sadhana can be, sadhana means vaidhi, but it also can mature into rag. But it's not necessarily that it has to. You know, this thing is, you have to practice this, and you have to practice raganuga sadhana. It's like, what do you mean? If you're practicing raganuga sadhana because it's what you have to do, that's vaidhi. It's just the way it goes. Just because I use different words doesn't make it something different. Right? That, it's just like, if I say it's a sandwich, okay? Then it's a sandwich. But if I say it's my lunch, does that now it change it? It's something else now? Yeah? Yeah, so that's the... Srila Jiva Goswami. Though many ways of attaining Krishna were mentioned in the Bhagavatam verse, only two among them, Kama and Sambandha, are accepted as causes of Ragatmika Bhakti. Right? The others may, get you to be platforms to bring you, because of the touch with Bhakti, to Vaikuntha, to Vaidhi, but not to Ragatmika. This is explained in two verses. Narada mentions fear and hatred only to express Kaimuktya, how much more the persons performing real bhakti will attain, and not to class them as bhakti. Right? So he's just showing us that if these guys attain liberation, what do the people who have faith, love for Krishna attain? That's why he's doing it. Right? Some sense there. This is illustrated in the following verse. Inimical kings like Shishupal, Pandrika, and Shalva were always thinking about Lord Krishna, even while they were lying down, sitting, or engaged in other activities. They enviously meditated upon the bodily movements of the Lord, his sporting pastimes, his loving glances upon his devotees, and other attractive features displayed by the Lord. Being thus always absorbed in Krishna, they achieve spiritual liberation in the Lord's own abode. What then can be said of the benediction offered to those who constantly fix their minds on Lord Krishna in a favorable, loving mood? Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.48. Right? So they attain spiritual liberation, so they go to Vaikuntha. So they just got up to that. But these others, then they what will they gain? So that's why you see is here it's being brought out, what's being mentioned. So Narad Muni, the context that he's bringing out, he's just trying to show the glory of those in this comment, Sambandha Ragatmika Bhakti.
This devotee are constantly absorbing Krishna.
Yes.
Problem is if it is not constant in this.
Yes. So that's why bhava means it's constant.
Yes.
Right? And so then when you come down into sadhana, that's why it's sadhana, because it's not constant.
Yes.
It may, once you get to, means when you get to nishta, it's considered steady.
Yes.
So you see in some discussions, they'll say someone who has faith, someone who's steady, who has taste, attachment, and bhava, they won't mention the ones, those other lower stages.
Yes. Yes.
Because the point is that shraddha in its stable position then is nishta.
Yes.
Right? Because below that is anishta bhakti. So when the faith is steady, then it's going to count it as, now this is solid devotional service that will get you somewhere. That by following that, it will get you to bhava, that will get you to prema.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
So bhava means 100% of your absorption.
It means you're fully absorbed.
Fully absorbed, yeah.
Like that.
Good.
Because the point is you still have five stages there.
Yes, yes.
Right? So depending upon your platform, how you take advantage. So purvarag means fully absorbed.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
So you still have to get to that platform. But it will be spontaneous. That's the point.
Yes. Like in the previous chapters, within the Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, then it was mentioned all the nine stages of devotional service.
Yes.
Or not nine stages.
The nine
Avavida Bhakti.
Yes.
And within that, when it came to Atmanivedana, it is mentioned about bhava shunya without feelings, it is without the bhava. But that example Bali Maharaj is given. There it is, because within the stage of Vaidhi, if it is with feelings, then it becomes Raganuga, Sadhana, like that.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, he's fully absorbed and he's doing very nicely. He got the Lord's mercy. The Lord is interacting. But it's after that that he developed, came to that platform of prema, and then he's interacting. But we're giving the example of his full surrender at the point where Vamanadeva has taken two steps and says, where do I take my third? So that's the point where we're taking that Atmanivedana, full surrender.
Yeah, this makes understanding very easy that how that, why the sadhana bhakti also like
can have these nine stages, but there's a difference in that because of the element of Vaidhi to it.
Yeah, that makes full sense. That's why we have to categorize Vaidhi sadhana and Raganuga sadhana separate, because there is differences within.
Yes, there's difference. Mm-hmm. At the same time, as it's just to that intensity, that's where it's classified in Kanista Madhyama Uttama. So Uttama always has the intensity. But the Madhyama, as it goes, it becomes stable, therefore the intensity can develop. If you do something on a regular basis, it develops much quicker. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say, I practice music once a week, once every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Right? And I come back after 5 years, I'll have developed something, but not much. You know, something will be there, definitely. You know, I'll be able to talk about it, I have that, and so on. But now, if I practice every day, then in a year or two, you see a major development. So that's why nishtha is always, that's why it always says about constant, always being fixed. Because then the progress becomes very dynamic. Before that, it's sometimes dynamic, sometimes not. You know, it's like the festival, so many devotees here, so many programs, and doing this, that, going to all the kirtans, this and that. You may be tired, but, you know, hey, it's a, you know, kirtan mela, so you're going and sitting there. You know, and you know, you're sitting there for, you know, 3, 4, 6 hours. Some sit for the whole time, like this. While on other days, then, you know, the kirtan starts, it's good kirtan, but then you get a message on your phone, so you leave the temple, deal with that. And maybe you're planning to go back into the kirtan, but then it gets, you know, gets wild, and then you don't. And so those times it'll be more steady, so you make more advancement. And then other times it may be less. So it goes back and forth. So that's the point of the Vaidhi, is because of the rules you're going. You know, it's only because of the rules you think, you know, I should be in at the kirtan, but, you know, this is really important. I got to take care of this. And so it's the Vaidhi that's regulating it. Yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Also, this aspect we can see in every part of our life that, if, for example, a particular person, teacher, is teaching a particular subject, maybe like music.
Okay.
He tells to us, like, okay, you have to practice in the morning this many times, it will work very nicely. Along with that, he also speaks about the feelings with which you should have.
Yes,
is more about the rag which you need to...
Yes, yes. But the point is if you can't figure out which note to play or where to put your finger, then you can't get into that mood.
Yes. That is definitely a higher version. The first you fix everything.
That yes. That's the whole idea, is that Vaidhi, you go through Vaidhi to get to Rag.
Yes.
So Rag is not a, how you say, you're practicing the rules, and it's a sadhana, meaning that you haven't attained the bhava, so you're still practicing. But the point is that attraction is spontaneous.
Yes.
So you like to practice, you like to do it. Well, the other one is, they're doing because they should. It's intellectual. It's a matter of gratefulness, you know, by God's grace, that we're doing like this. So out of fear, if you don't go, then, you know, if you don't get up in the morning, the temple commander will get you up. It's easier to get up, roll up your sleeping bag, put it in your locker, than for him to throw a bucket of water, where you can't roll up your sleeping bag. You have to go hang it out in the railing to let it dry. And that's okay, that works in the summer, but then, you know, if it's raining or something like that, then it can go days without, you know, drying, and that's a real problem. You know, like that. Plus, if the wind blows, it could go off, the brahmacharis could move in and doing a cleaning. You know, there's so many things. Therefore, you get up.
Nowadays, the system is a little changed. You need to put pay in your attendance register.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because all the other things, if you do, the temple commander is considered as a bad man. So now their attendance register is full. The temple commander only has to take it, the dot, that second, take it out.
Okay. Why not? But don't worry. See, it's just like this. If one has an anxiety that strict training and all that's not there like it used to be, because people don't have the character or the you know, respect for authority or that mood of surrender and all that, don't worry. It's not that they won't go through the experiences necessary. It's just that the temple commander won't do it. Maya herself will do it.
Yes.
That's all. You know, that's all. You know, because, you know, you and your friends, you know, you decided that, you know, okay, we did that. It's like, we'll go down and, you know, go get some pizza and all that. But then you go there, the place is full and you can't get in. So, you know, Maya will take care of us. She will put you in anxiety. This point has already been explained in the third verse, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1-2-3. Sabhakti saptama skandhe bhangya devar shinodita. Bhakti is explained by Narada along with other items which are not bhakti. But still, Narada has also said, by devotional service, one cannot achieve such intense absorption in thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as one can through enmity towards him. That is my opinion. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.27. However, he makes this statement only to express the greatly inferior nature of his own Vaidhi Bhakti in comparison to the presence of strong emotions such as lust or enmity as a means of attaining complete absorption in the Lord. Right? Does that make sense? So he's bringing it out to show that the spontaneous devotional service is so much stronger than Vaidhi. Like that. So like that. So that's it. That's the thing. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Veda. Thank you.